The darkness was vast. It covered all the earth. God saw it, and saw it was not good. And he stretched out his hand, and darkness was reversed. Splendor displayed, as only our God could. With four words, everything changed. A portrait of creation rearranged. He said, let there be light. There was light, causing the shadows to take flight. He spoke, and the difference was day and night. Let there be light. God who formed us saw our heavy chains. He sent forth his Son to wear the sinner's crown, die a sinner's death, and take a sinner's grave. Creation's hope buried deep inside the ground. Sunrise, everything changed. God spoke, and redemption found a way. He said, let there be light, and there was light, causing the demons to take flight. He rose, and the difference was day and night. Let there be light. The light now shines in the darkness, and the darkness will never overcome. And all praise is now given to Jesus, the author of life and the radiating one. He said, let there be light, and there was light, causing the shadows to take flight. He spoke, and the difference was day and night. He said, let there be light, and there was light, causing the demons to take flight. He rose, and the difference was day and night. Let there be light.
This, then, is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin.